This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, a warm breeze is passing through Tel Aviv with clear skies. Jerusalem is enjoying sunny weather, perfect for strolling outside. In Haifa, a mild day beckons while Eilat remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Trump announced an operation to escort ships out of the Strait of Hormuz. He warned, any interference will face force. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post revealed that the IAF struck Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. Weapons caches, including rockets, were discovered. Also, this hour, JNS reported that the IDF demolished a 260-foot terror tunnel in Lebanon. The tunnel had several rooms used by Hezbollah for extended stays. Separately, Axios noted that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This could aid his peace deal efforts with Iran. And finally, JTA disclosed that 40% of Jewish NYC voters rated Zohran Mamdani's mayoral performance as poor, according to a recent poll. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted just minutes ago about Trump's operation to escort ships out of the Strait of Hormuz. They highlighted the potential impact on neutral ships stuck in the region. Meanwhile, AMK Mapping reported 2 hours ago that fighting erupted between Syrian transitional government forces and Druze fighters near Suwayda City. This marks a new phase in the ongoing Syrian conflict. Cenk Uygur, a prominent media figure, revealed an hour ago that he is a product of incest. This disclosure has sparked widespread discussion online. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Trump's announcement on Project Freedom, as reported by Ynet. The operation aims to free neutral ships from the Strait of Hormuz, which have been trapped since the war's onset. Trump emphasized it as a humanitarian mission, stressing that any interference will meet force. This move underscores the escalating tensions in the Gulf region. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reported on the IAF's recent strikes. The discovery of weapons caches by Hezbollah highlights ongoing security challenges. This strike follows the IDF's demolition of a terror tunnel earlier today, as detailed by JNS. The tunnel, equipped for long-term use, underscores the complex threat landscape in Lebanon. For civilians, these developments signal continued volatility along the border. Meanwhile, Axios reports on Trump's 10-day ceasefire proposal between Israel and Lebanon. It's a politically sensitive issue for Netanyahu, as it could facilitate Trump's broader peace efforts with Iran. The ceasefire offers a temporary reprieve for the region, allowing diplomatic avenues to open. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Fiverr shares are rallying on profit optimism. Improved margins are lifting shares despite ongoing growth concerns due to AI disruption. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli celebrity jewelry dealer Avi Koren was extradited from Greece and jailed for smuggling. He admitted to using a courier to smuggle luxury watches and jewelry worth about $1.6 million. And finally, from Globes, IDOC has raised $150 million to prevent diagnostic errors. The Israeli company's technology analyzes over 60 million patient cases annually in nearly 2,000 hospitals worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.